Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for May 3rd, 2019. This is Justin Kaufman, and I'm excited for the weekend. The sun is shining. Got my nice new hipster short sleeve shirt. And let's hit the fresh air. Ooh, whoa! Oh my gosh! You tricked me, son! That's not May! It's cold! Never been so offended in my life! The worst. Just the worst. And that is where my mood is right now. It's sunny, but it sucks. That's the mood moving into the weekend. Here are today's headlines. The city owes us $4 million in change. That's a story out of City Hall. They're working on making it easier for us to collect on fines and other fees that we paid, but didn't realize we didn't have to. So they trick you into paying for stuff, then don't tell us when they're wrong and hope we don't follow up. Did I get that right? I think I got that right. That's neat. So to fix, because the judge is probably forcing them to, let's be honest, they'll make a crappy website and then use the excuse, we don't understand how to make websites. We're a city. Don't hit the back button or any button after you log on because it'll confuse the server and crash the site for like 3 months. And then you just forget about it and you end up owing them $75. That's how it works. The Trib is reporting that auto workers in Belvedere are about to lose their jobs, 1,400 of them in layoffs. How is that possible? I'm confused. I thought that was the whole point of the Trump presidency. He wouldn't let American companies get away with this stuff like Obama did. I thought we were supposed to put up with his fine line criminal behavior and his boorish communication because he was going to step up for the little guy. Did I read the press release wrong? Was it redacted? Ridiculous. CVS is closing 7 stores in the Chicago area. More jobs lost. Also, where am I going to get my sunglasses, generic tube socks, and clearance rate Stetson cologne sets? Walgreens? Also, a week ago in Green Bay, didn't the president do this whole thing about this, the best economy that the world has ever seen, ever? I'm the best ever. So this is what happens with the best economy in the world. It's just constant stories of layoffs and closures. Okay, got it. I want to set the parameters, get the boundaries right. Burger King is doing a pissed meal for a limited time to counter McDonald's Happy Meal. Oh, hilarious. This is for Mental Illness Awareness Month, I guess. A pissed meal. That sums up every time I got to eat at Burger King. What, bipolar meal wasn't an option? You get a burger, which is awesome, and then you get the fries, which are the worst. Bunch of billionaires got together at the Dr. Evil lair. I guess they rented it for the weekend to discuss how capitalism is the best and they're rich because of it. Seriously, that's happening. I guess the trickle-down billionaires are concerned that a younger generation, i.e. millennials, are more prone to accept or adapt socialist ideas, and that would mean they couldn't have all the yachts. Chicago and Ken Griffin said millennials like socialism because they weren't around to see the fall of the Soviet Union. They don't know their history. A whole generation lectured by a hedge fund investor who just bought the most expensive condo in Manhattan. Something tells me these guys are just mad that they're not idolized anymore. Remember when everyone loved rich people? Now we question why there are like 20 of them that have all the wealth in the entire world. And they're like, socialism is bad. We're good. Give me a break. There's nothing I could care less about than rich white guys telling me how society works, right? There's a picture, and I think it's a Forbes article. There's a picture of one of these white rich guys with a snarl kind of look on his face, like rolling his eyes, which is the epitome of the devil. Like every you just look at it, you're like, ugh. But is there anything more tone deaf than 20 billionaires getting together to tell us how capitalism is great and socialism is bad? All right. I'm done. It's rants. It's a lot of rants. I don't know why I'm so ranty. I'm telling you, it's this cold sun. In sports, I've been critical. I've been ranty my White Sox. But last night, I was fist pumping and dancing around to AC/DC. Can I say AC/DC? You know, will Spotify and iTunes not play this if we say the band? Like, you can't play the music. I get that. But I can't say. Can I say AC/DC? That's okay, Pete. Anyway, I'm dancing around to AC/DC after my man, Nicky Delmonico, hit a walk-off homer to beat the lame-ass Red Sox. I digress. Nicky Delmonico, platoon left fielder or 1930s New York gangster? It's kind of the same kind. I wouldn't get Nicky Delmonico mad. He'll hit a 3-run walk-off homer. Ever since game 1 of this season, the Sox have proven they could battle back, but they usually come up short. Well, it seems like it's balancing out. So now what? Are we just happy hovering around 500 as our star pitchers are out for the season? I say call everyone up right now and win the whole thing. Right? Let's do this. I could say this because I've won my fantasy baseball league like 3 or 4 times, so I know a little bit about player development. So good news, Eloy Jimenez is coming back soon, maybe even next week. Bad news, Carlos Rodon probably out for the year. Lots of Tommy John talk yesterday, so that usually means Tommy John.
Yeah.
Tonight is a big game. Chris Sale on the mound. It would be nice to chase him by the third inning. Ronaldo Lopez for the Sox. He could go a long way to solidify himself as the future tonight, or he too will get chased by the third inning. But you got to say, back-to-back walk-offs. That's pretty great, right? For a team that wasn't supposed to do anything, it's exciting. And again with the Gatorade. Did you see Lopez right when Nicky Delmonico was crossing home plate? Doused with the Gatorade. I love it. These guys are great. That's what you need, that Ozzie Guillen mentality without the misogyny and the homophobia. But you know what I mean. Like a lot of goatees. Let's get those goatees back on the south side. Cubs cards today. Man, oh man, Wrigleyville hopping early this season. Going to be so many gutter pukes tonight. Lots of arrests for punching police horses. It's so exciting. It's exciting. We have exciting baseball on both sides of town right now. The Cubs need to sweep these poser Cardinals out the north side. Cobra Kai style. Sweep that leg. By the time you actually digest this podcast, the game will probably be over. So let me do it two ways. Here's two takes. Yes! Javi and Rizzo sending a message. Or, screw the Cubs. Does that work? We cool. The toxic drama queen, Jimmy Butler, is ruining the 76ers just as predicted. Oh, wait, this just in. Nope, he's leading that team. And last night, the Sixers crushed the Raptors to take a 2-1 lead in the series. If Joel Embiid plays like he did last night with Jimmy Butler playing D and threatening triple doubles every time, the Sixers are going to represent the East in the NBA Finals. How annoying would that be, Bulls fans? He needed to go. He was, what a toxic presence in the locker room. We need to get a couple of guys from the Timberwolves bench to come in. Take his place. And now Jimmy Butler's going to go to the NBA Finals. Yeah. Great. Tonight we get Bucks and Celtics. That's good. It's in Boston. Fear the deer. Who fears deer? That's the saying for the Milwaukee Bucks. Fear the deer. What are you talking about? Maybe when they're stupid and they don't realize they're crossing the expressway and they cause a car crash. Is that the fear you're talking about? I feel like that makes a lot more sense. So fear that we are so dumb that we will run into your car. The Milwaukee Bucks. All right, that's it for Lower Wacker Live. Have a great Cinco de Mayo weekend. Go see Baser's show tonight at the Hideout. It's called I'm Ambivalent About the 90s. All the crew will be there. I'd go, but I love the 90s. I was 21 in 1996, and I've been trying to get back there ever since. West Restless, cool beats. Bye.